Night Soothers. Hello and welcome to Night Soothing. This is just going to become a nice chat, a talk between friends maybe, with no expectations and no pressures. It's not about sleep per se, but to relax and rejuvenate and soothe you. And so, whatever happens, this will be beneficial. And it's to assist you maybe to relax or fall asleep with a guided conversation and visualization, so you can release built up stress and tension. And as you will hear as I go on, this is completely off the cuff, as it were. There will be mistakes, there will be mess ups, there will be things sometimes in jumbled orders, but the prime object of this, when we're trying to relax, is to calm the noisy, chatty brain. Just really, in a nutshell, to bore it silly, and then it gives up and goes to sleep. So this is our entrance to the quiet mind, which you will need to have a good night's sleep. But preparatory for that, at any time in an emergency, know that you will be alert and responsive, but we will turn down the volume on your fight or flight response to enhance peace and calm and clear thinking. You will still respond to anything you need to outside of this. It's a relax and release. You will respond anytime you need to. So make yourself comfortable. If this is for a good night's rest, you will awaken at your usual time or at your morning alarm clock, alert, ready to start the new day, refreshed, realigned, readjusted for your daily tasks ahead. One of the best things to do is to make nighttime a lovely ritual. I will repeat this most times I come and do this night soothing, because it's my nightly ritual. And even as I speak, this will give me that calming, relaxed time that is so wonderful for me to have also. To make nighttime a lovely ritual, take to bed with you a cup of something warm or cold, if that's what you prefer. Have lots of pillows. I like a huge, great stuffed rabbit that was my granddaughter's that I commandeered. I think I had it first, then she took it from me. I have it back because obviously at some age, you don't want big stuffy rabbits, but I really don't mind, because I just want to be snuggled and be comfortable. So any soft toys, maybe things that remind you of good memories or people, lots of blankets and cushions. Then read if you like, or just listen to this night soothe. Lights out and snuggling. Nothing could be better. You're safe, warm. So pull up that duvet or fluffy blanket. Take a deep breath and sigh. At this moment, at this precise moment, all is right with your world. The night sounds will comfort you. And I think I will say most times, if you sleep alone, enjoy the space. And if you have a partner, enjoy that they are there beside you. But this is your time to have some quiet mind time. And so, to start the process, I'm going to take another moment just to settle. Doing absolutely nothing, just letting go of all tension and tightness as you start to drift away, floating on the air that surrounds your body. Visualize it as a cloud, light and fluffy. And while you're lying there in the quiet, warm space, let's give a thought to that chatty mind, your protector. Your protector that jumps to attention all day, alert, trying from ancient times actually, to protect and allow us survival. Things are different now. We do know how to survive, but sometimes our protector is so diligent that he stays on duty far too long. Just doesn't take any time off, probably like you. So your protector, whoever it is, it could be, you can give him, her, a name, a gender, could be an animal, could be absolutely anything, just call it my protector. So the protector is going to take a sidestep right now to allow you to have some quiet time and let your quiet mind, the subconscious, come into its own to process everything that's happened in the day that has gone before, or even maybe those things, those emotional echoes that come back over and over again. We know we all have those echoes that come back over and over again, and the brain patterns it for you and creates more echoes. But in these night soothers, we're going to give the quiet mind the chance to re-evaluate things and reprocess. And so with that echo, just think about if you stand at the base of a canyon and shout as loud as you can for pleasure, don't we just love the echo that comes back? And then maybe you yell louder again. The echo ricochets off the sides of the mountains or the rocks and comes back and makes us laugh. And then, if it's time for you to move on, that's what we do. We move on. And we don't listen to that echo again. It's past, finished. So let's try and do the same thing with an emotional echo. They were there for a reason, but let's let them go. So imagine, maybe, if you will, you can see relaxation as a colour. If it's a colour, what colour is it? And it's beginning now to drift through your body, and you relax more deeply and relax into the spaces between my words. You don't have to try or not to try. All the objects around those colours just calm you, and your body instinctively knows how to calm you down if you allow it to. It knows the time, and it knows this is the time to relax, be still, have tranquility, and just drift to calming, healthy sleep. So, with that colour surrounding you, if your eyes are still open or you keep coming back to this time and looking around, just fix your eyes on a spot on the ceiling. Stare at it a bit and then just let your eyes blink. And I'm going to take you deeper and deeper now into relaxation, because maybe my voice and the chat we've been having wasn't enough to make you close your eyes or help you close your eyes. So I'm going to count to 10, and on each blink, or on each number, apologies, blink. So 1, blink, 2, blink, 3, blink, 4, 5, 6. If your eyes are already closed, every time I say blink, you're going deeper and deeper. 7, 8, 9, blink, and 10. Eyes heavy and tightly closed now. And let's relax down with a slow expanding breath. You're breathing normally, expanding the lungs with a nice long slow release, maybe a sigh. Safe, peaceful. Your busy mind can find the quiet place it wants now to curl up and rest. And as you lie there sinking into calm, all tension drops away. Arms, legs, torso, head and neck. Free of resistance, restful and sinking into the bed right now. And just for a short while, we're going to engage and let the flow come into our energy centers down the spine. And you will let go and observe yourself light, free and calm now. Bodily functions slowing, regulating and all balanced. And as you begin to slip into this deep, relaxed space, all pent up tensions and all things that are held in each specific center as I guide you through them, just let them release all stress now. Maybe bubbles, essence, effervescent gases, any way that stress or tension or worries or words or memories can start the process of just seeping out of the body. And as I discuss or describe to you the vibration and colour, it enables you to just lift and release. Lift and release density and weight of stress and memories. Just let go now. All tightness recedes. You're just floating now. Floating maybe in a cloud of the colour you thought at first. And see above you a beautiful light, a healing light of energy that surrounds and protects you. A light that's connected to everything, everybody, and just all-knowing. So let this sink into your entire being, healing as you travel deeper and deeper into peace. Let's start with imagining a beautiful deep red light of energy now at the base of your spine, radiating deep like flames, powerful and strong, seeping down your legs. Just as the roots on a tree would be, seeping down through your legs, down through your feet, through the bed, down now into the earth. Deep, deep into the earth, grounding and rooting you, just as the roots of a sturdy tree. This is your physical body grounding to the earth, allowing a smooth flow of energy, vibrant and red, coursing through your body, creating a fierce glowing energy that will surround you and protect you, linking you to the earth and your survival. But in that way, it grounds you with a healthy desire for all the basics of life, food, warmth and shelter. And this energy center is I have the right to be self-present, to live in calm, peaceful, pure surroundings. So So just visualize the red swirling and swirling and swirling. And if that center was maybe a channel from the front to the back of your body, the red fiery glow pulsates backwards and forwards or up and down, round and round. It could be a vortex, just energizing and balancing the lower part of the spine. Come up just a couple of inches now to below the navel. And there are the orange flames. All the bright, beautiful orange. Visualize them just like that citrus color. This is the dwelling place of the self, the center of creation and nurture, where pleasure and oneness can give and receive life. And this gives you permission to embrace growing and embrace a radiating warmth and stability, joyful, instinctive, and loving life. That orange. Maybe if you see it as a flower, it has six petals opening and closing, pulling in energy, releasing energy, the center of I feel and I want. That beautiful, beautiful orange. Rocket like energy generated from the lower abdomen. And as it opens, it creates your innate creativity and propels you to all the emotions needed to just be quiet and respectful and calmly going on with your life. And from that orange center, we come up to the navel area, or just above the navel, which we all know is that gut area, the instinct, the center of your being, your power center, where you have a self-alarm button that helps and guides you. This center is always telling you something is going on. And if we don't rest and digest, this center goes into overdrive. So this beautiful sunshine yellow, if it were a flower, it would have 10 petals just rotating and undulating in and out. This gorgeous sunshine yellow penetrating with openness, giving you self-worth and comfort in yourself. See that yellow swirling, eliminating toxin and soothing your digestion to aid the rest and digest mode of the body, which will calm but strongly transform your days. The center of I can. And slowly now we come up to the heart center. This bridge now, the bridge between physical and spiritual worlds. Those colors and then centers below the heart center, linking you to the physical world. And as we go across the heart to the throat and the top of the head, they link you to the universe and spiritual things. So the heart is a beautiful green, nature's green, where with a gentle loving voice can bring balance and love and understanding of all things. Nature's greens, regulating and restorative, life-giving green, soothing in tranquility and harmony, enabling you to find your peace, to be worthy of yourself first and foremost. And let's just travel up to your throat center, the center of I speak up. A beautiful blue flower maybe with 16 petals, your communication center, where you can verbalize your thoughts to the world, to express yourself effectively through speech. An inspiring blue bathes the throat area. Cool, calm sky blue for clarity, tranquil blues. See them all healing and pain relieving, all positive energies at work with you. And now travel up those colours, or that blending colour comes to between the eyebrows, a deep, deep indigo purple. The centre of IC, where all thoughts, dreams, ideas and goals are formed. It's your seat of intuition, the ability to just know. Mystical violets, enlightened connection, bold and bright, bringing forth a very high level of consciousness and wisdom. Visualize those colors calming the brain and nervous system. And journey now to the top of the head, the crown, where a white pure light connects you to the universe and then cascades down surrounding your whole being with a bubble or essence of light, a connection to peace and security. And as that bubble of light surrounds your body, you're sinking deeper and deeper into sleep. Maybe on this journey to sleep, we can see some steps in front of you. And you're on the first level of a landing. And as you look around, you see a scene of nature's beauty. Flowers, rocks, earth, the sky, all things that nature provides daily for our pleasure and our sustenance. And from that landing, you can see a sign that takes you down to the next level, down to level 2. So you just glide down the steps or step down the steps, and as you go down those steps, all the colours of the rainbow are passing in clouds and floating away. All those colours of those energy centres, the one, the red, up, mixing with the orange, mixing with the yellow, the green, the blue, the violets and the white, all blending and floating past as it takes you into this beautiful, nice, calm sleep. And you see another sign down to level 3. Down the stairs, it leads to a beautiful garden. Just find a place to rest. It's a most beautiful environment. And here your mind can open and you can recall all things. All your favourite things are here. They surround you. And a calm, cool breeze blows across and you know that beauty will never leave you. You can always return to this special place. Anytime. And now as you're lying there quietly in a light sleep, off from one side of you, a light breeze blows a flurry of bubbles. There's that stream of bubbles. They appear just at eye level and start to float right in front of your eyes. And as they float across, all things stuck, all things the body is holding on to, tension can be released and attached to those bubbles. You're so relaxed, just letting tension seep away now. And you see yourself in a relaxed, safe space. And those bubbles are bobbing along in front of you. Maybe they're hollow spheres. Maybe they have iridescent surfaces that create light reflections and colours. And as some bubbles combine in the air, it makes them stronger. And as the colours change, so does the thickness of the bubble walls. And they tumble and turn, no top, no bottom. Just a magnificent recycling machine that has pulled and sucked all your worries, all your memories that you don't wish to have inside your body. It can come out in any way your quiet mind wants all that stuff to come out, as its toxicity does not need to be in your body. All these fascinating spherical shapes, incredibly fragile but beautiful as they swirl and shimmer with no time or space, and your mind travels in no time or space, just limitless. See those bubbles spin and toss, and see those captured memories or memories that may be still trying to catch up with those bubbles. They're secure now inside. And as they pass by, mixing, tumbling, bumbling along, across in front of your closed eyes, you have the sense that all of those things are becoming less. The colours distort the images, and those memories so tightly held, all reprocessing now, changing and diminishing. Those bubbles come and bob along to the other side of your vision. You can see them out of the corner of your eye. And there they pause. They pause and on the atmosphere make a tall column of bubbles. And they jostle into one another. And they jostle up and down. Up and down. Just moving slowly in the air. And a breeze comes along from the other side. And there they go again, that magical stream of bubbles, clear, sparkling, gliding, floating and gliding on the air, relaxing you, knowing that all things that you don't wish to have around you are all encompassed in those bubbles. You're drifting off and desensitizing in this beautiful deep sleep, preparatory for the next day. And those clusters of bubbles are drifting across your eye line. You are releasing all things, and you pass the words and deeds and impressions that you wish to have gone into the bubbles as they gather again on the opposite side of you. You see them there. Maybe you'd like to stay here for a little while. Realizing this is an inner window to crack open. A window of tolerance where you can tolerate all things leaving you. These bubbles are now happy feelings. You see the different sizes. They're brilliant, beautiful, but fragile. And you know that bubbles, when they pop, it's all over. Over in a second. So as those bubbles have blown in front of you, collecting everything that you wish to encapsulate, see or sense them all in that flurry of bubbles. Any time of your life you can transfer to those bubbles, any hurts, upsets, that, or anything that's confused you. See that situation in the bubbles. And then they drift and swirl off in front of you. Watch them twist across your eyes and drift off into the distance. You're aware that those now processed memories or thoughts or words have been well taken care of. Taken care of and ready to send away. You let those bubbles float into the far distance, up, up, up and away. Smaller and smaller. Farther and farther away now. Those bubbles, and you see as they pop and disperse, they explode into tiny droplets, fragments or specks of molecules of soapy water, gone, quickly absorbed into infinity. And you know that at any time something that disturbs you, just visualize that flurry of bubbles or one bubble. And let the bubbles take care of it. It's gone. Disappeared. And now you can drift off into that deep, deep, resting sleep now. Your quiet mind. Your quiet self. Just takes care of you, breathing, digesting. Everything is energy. You have gone deep below the emotional, so you feel no discomfort. releasing all things in your way. Just let them go. Disappeared. Ready for when you wake in the morning to be revitalized, ready to start your day. Realigned all organs and nervous systems, readjusted and realigned, all healthy and balanced and working just as they should. And as you drift into this deep, deep sleep, we will just, from the crown of your head, that white light, turn the volume down, it's protecting and calming you. Down to the purple, turning down the volume into peace and quiet sleep. Into your throat, no need for any communication tonight. To your heart, sending out love and caring and receiving love and care. Down, down to the solar plexus and down into the orange center, down to the red, all closed down and balanced to peace. Good night. Hello, and welcome again to Night Soother. I'm here to hopefully try and make night bedtime a completely new, lovely ritual. I have done one of these before and did add some what I thought was beautiful music to the background, but it was absolutely appalling, so had to take that off. So no music at the back of this as yet. If I find something relaxing enough, I will add that. It was surprising actually, because I listened to the podcast just to make sure that it sounded okay, and the music, the couple of bars I had listened to were very good, I thought, but when it was just repeated and repeated and repeated, by the end of the podcast, I was not listening to what was being said in a soothing voice. I was getting extremely angry. So hopefully that won't happen today. That's why I'm doing another one, and this one I'm going to do maybe a little later, a country walk. So just snuggle down in bed, and with that new ritual, hopefully that you're going to take a nice cup of warm something or other, milk or honey and water or chocolate or something soothing that makes it feel really nice and cozy when you go to bed. Lots of cushions, lots of blankets pulled up all around you. Read if that's your thing. It is mine. I love to read at night, and then lights out and snuggle down, knowing you're safe and warm. Have a big sigh and realize that this is healing and restoration in calm. And I have lots of things to share that have come around over many, many years, and lots of ways to have a grown-up story time, I think, going to sleep and be a welcome new friend, because I'm here and because it's your choice to listen or not, but I'm here with no agenda, just because. And we can have a conversation with me doing all the talking, and these times to be savoured and enjoyed. Spoil yourself, snuggle down into that nice, cozy place in bed. Starting off with doing absolutely nothing, and let go of all tension and tightness. Start to drift away, floating on the air that surrounds your body. Visualize it maybe as light, fluffy clouds, white, ethereal. All tension and stress are swept away on a light breeze. Can you feel that breeze just gently passing across your face? Any dark feelings or stressed areas just caught off guard and dissipate into that light cloud of mist. You're feeling so much lighter nestling in the bed, or maybe you're just sitting in a chair having a nap. That works too. A nap time soother. And let's drift into that twilight of peace and calm. Your quiet mind. We're going much, much deeper, way below emotional feelings, to a place of peace. So as we relax down into this place, emotions play no part. Any emotions that come in and drift away create no reaction. And feel layer upon layer of resistance releasing, and any remaining pockets or packets of stress and tension carried away. And just as you snuggle down, we're going to go on a quiet country walk. And as you're relaxing down, take a nice deep breath deep into your abdomen and feel the lower rib cage expanding, allowing the lower lung lobes to stretch and fill out. And let the air rise to the top of your lungs, neck and head, and breathe out naturally. And as you will probably hear, this will have some mistakes, some missed words, but all said in the same soothing tone. Nothing to jar, nothing to make you come awake with a start, just to relax. And any outside noises also that come in will just send you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Any sounds outside or sounds inside will not disturb you as you sink deeper and deeper. And as you sink effortlessly into the bed, all sensations slow to near non-existent. Nothing bothers you. Nothing until I return you to your present state of being, or if you're in bed and going to sleep at night, until the alarm, or it is your normal time to wake in the morning. So visualize with me, if you will, coming on a nice walk or a stroll down a country lane, a slow, pleasant ramble. Maybe it's an after breakfast or after coffee stroll. The sun, mildly warm, not too bright, but gentle, gently warming your skin. See the vista before you, birds high in the trees, they serenade as you pass by, a breeze rustles the leaves. Could this moment be more perfect? A cottage comes into view, surrounded by a low privet hedge, an ornate wrought iron gate with an arch of sweet smelling jasmine, welcoming the passing visitor. A narrow winding path winds its way up to the cottage front door. There is a riot of rambling roses. They're all opening to face the sun, and their light, pleasing fragrance fills the air. As I ramble on, breakfast at the cottage catches up with me. They must have a window open. The mouth-watering smell of bacon and eggs. A full morning fry-up. Bacon, eggs, mushrooms, tomato, toast with butter and marmalade. Maybe a side of fresh fruit, ripe red strawberries, deep purple blackberries, tiny sweet blueberries. And as your saliva starts to work visualizing this mouth-watering feast, your body is priming you to just relax. An injection of saliva is the primer to relaxation, signaling you are safe, all systems can calm down and slip into relaxed nowhere land. Here, safe, going deeper and deeper, knowing that each and every day is getting better and better. The banks of the lane are full to burst with wildflowers swaying in the breeze. A giant oak tree off to my side, shading all that rests beneath it. A tiny bunny with a white fluffy tail hops away as we pass. A squirrel barely notices us as he collects acorns, and they are strewn around in plenty under the vast oak canopy. The grass still glistens with early morning dew, like droplets of tears from the majestic oak. Happy tears, we hope. The hedgerows alive with scurrying or tiny animals foraging for their breakfast, I'm sure. Their morning meal, running around under the hedges, around the trees, through the fields. Off to the side is a field of cows grazing lazily in the sun. They catch my eyes off to my side, so quiet, so orderly, just chewing the cud, not a care in the world. Apart from a bevy of flies that seems to like them. But they swish their tails backwards and forwards and just give them a swat. No problem. The long farm lane meanders up to a farmhouse with lots of outbuildings. Old antique pieces of machinery lay rusting away in the yard, retired to make way for technology. Old milk buckets, brightly painted, now a home to an array of plants. An old horse trough, brimming with daffodils. There, I told you at the start I was going to muddle my words. But that muddle will just send you into a deeper, relaxed space. Not bothered about the things that I muddle and trouble. All is good. The front lawn is covered with daisies and buttercups. The lane narrows to a cart track. There's a stile across. Beyond that is a wood, a dense green and deep, deep wood. It looks magical to me. And as we reach the trees, the ground cover intensifies. Bracken and dock leaves thread through the undergrowth. Clumps of moss, colours from brown to green. Piles and piles of rocks with ivy. Ivy and moss making artistic patterns all over the rock surface. toadstools and mushrooms. The woods are full of soothing sounds. Nature is at its best, just doing what needs to be done. And as you're just strolling along the country lane, decide to just take some time and pause. And your mind, as it is remembering the country walk, knows that your body is just relaxing and melting into the bed or the chair. And as we've come to the end of the walk, we can concentrate on those energy centers along the base or from the base to the top of the spine. Each night I will go through those and rebalance and harmonize them so that as you go about your daily chores or business the next day, you start completely balanced. And we'll start at the base of your spine and see that incredible deep red swirling and swirling, bright deep red pulsating at the base of the spine. It moves up an inch or so to the orange center, swirling and swirling, bright, bright orange light emanating and spreading all over your abdomen. Just a tiny bit higher is the sun-bright solar plexus. This area that gives you all those gut feelings that can make you feel nervous or happy. Maybe warning of things to come. Your power center. Bright, beautiful yellow, warm. And that yellow blended with the orange and down to the red swirls up the spinal column up to your heart center, which is green. All the greens of those undulating hills we walk past, the green of the trees, the green of Mother Nature, the heart center so full of love. We travel up the spine to your throat center, which is a beautiful blue, maybe the blue of the sky just above. And as we look down, the blue of the sky looks down on the green of nature, and the sunshine is there, and leaves on the trees are orange and red, and just those colours along our spinal column, so true of all the things around us in nature. The red, the orange, the yellow, the green, and the blue. And we come up to between the eyebrows now, the third eye, the seat of all knowing, your intuition. And as you visualize that center swirling and swirling and turning, you're calming your intuition. You're just going to relax into a deep, deep sleep now. You have no need of intuition at this time. Travel on up to the top of the head, your crown center. The center that, as you came into this world, when you were born, was that soft spot on the top of a baby or your head, connecting you to the universe, completely innocent, a complete blank slate coming into this world for other people to program. And while you're relaxing at night, things that we discuss or the bubbles that I will start gathering and blowing across the front of your eyesight will suck all those things away, attached to the bubbles, and then we will dispose of them and relax and release all things that stress you. And with that white light coming from the top of your head, it envelops all around your body, completely cocooning you in a white, bright, healing light, soothing, calm, peaceful, dropping into that wonderful, healing sleep now. And slowly, from one side of you comes a flurry of bubbles. Beautiful, beautiful, magical bubbles. They come across just at the same height as your eyes, jostling each other. And as they come along, just let all those energy centers, all the stressful parts of your body, release and attach to those bubbles. You have no need to know the memory, to know the person, to know anything about that thing that's been stuck or locked away in you for maybe many years. Just let the sense of it or the essence of it come away from your body and attach or sink into those bubbles. And those bubbles are just going to wash it all away. Just like a washing machine, bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, they're just going to mix it up as they go past your eyes and you see them go to the opposite corner. And there they pause. They pause. And they pile on top of one another. Some go up, some go down. Some escape crosswise, some go the other way. But they're all together with all the things that have ever bothered you, sealed in those bubbles, ready to journey back across your line of vision. There they go. A breeze has caught them and off they go, bubbling and jostling and tossing and turning. No time, no space, no agenda, nothing. They're just beautiful bubbles with all the things that you need to release inside them, dispersing, never to bother you again. And as they go across to the side they started out from, at least, let's just let them go. See them going up into the atmosphere, up into the sky, up into the dark sky maybe as it's night. There they go. Maybe it's a cool, crisp night tonight. Clear skies with the moon out. It's so crisp, so cool that those bubbles get up to a certain height and just pop. There they go. Pop. One by one, disappearing, vaporizing. And with them, everything you needed to release, just gone. The particles float off into the distance maybe, or just float down, back down to the ground. And if they float down anywhere near your sleeping body, they bother you not at all. There's nothing there to bother you any longer. They just come down as tiny, tiny particles of air. gently soak into the pillow, soak into the bedspread. And there they wither. And so, on that note, with all your problems taken care of, you're sinking into a very nice deep sleep. Probably been there for a long while now. Not listening to this droning voice that has taken you into this relaxed space, boring your brain. Your protector has gone to sleep. He doesn't need to take care of you any longer, he thinks, and he knows that you're safe. He, she, it, having a well-earned rest, ready to start again in the morning as soon as you wake, revitalized, energized, and ready to take on the day. Looking forward to everything that comes into your life that day, and then looking forward again to your nightly ritual that you know is the place where you can have so much peace and enjoy this wonderful time, falling into that deep, deep sleep. Good night.